Fox at school. Fox on stage. Fox wanted a part in the class play. "We must be fair," said Miss Moon, and she puts everyone's name into a shoebox. "Let's see who will play the pretty princess," said Miss Moon. She drew out the first name. "The pretty princess will be played by Carmen," said Miss Moon. "Oh, goody," said Carmen. "And now for the part of the mean dragon," said Miss Moon. Fox held his breath. "The mean dragon will be played by Junior," said Miss Moon. "I'll do my best," said Junior. "And now for the part of the handsome prince," said Miss Moon. Fox bit his nails. "That part goes to Fox," said Miss Moon. "Hot dog," said Fox. "Rats," said Dexter. "Everyone else will play flowers and trees," said Miss Moon. "Gosh," said Fox, "the handsome prince." Now, said Miss Moon, "it is a hard part. You must learn it by heart." "Don't worry," said Fox. That night, Fox could not sleep. He was thinking about the play. "I'll be great," he said. "Bravo, Fox Moore! The girls will follow me around. Fox is acting funny," said Lucy the next morning. "So I see," said Mom. "You may bow," said Fox. "Do you know your part?" said Lucy. "There's nothing to it," said Fox. At recess, Junior and Carmen worked on their parts. "Come on, Fox," they said, but Fox was busy. "I will be a big hit," he told the girls. The next day at play practice, Carmen and Junior were very nervous. "I may throw up," said Carmen. "Calm down," said Fox. "Is everyone ready?" "Is everybody ready?" said Miss Moon. "Curtain going up." "Here I am, all alone in the forest," said the pretty princess. "Aha," cried the mean dragon. "I'm going to eat you up." "Help, help, he will save me," cried the pretty princess. Everyone looked at Fox, but Fox just stood there. "He will save me," cried the pretty princess again, and everyone looked at Fox. Miss Moon was very cross. "You did not study your part," she said to Fox. "You are not serious about this play." Miss Moon, said Dexter. "I know the part of the handsome prince, and I know it by heart." "Really, Dexter?" said Miss Moon. The night of the play, everyone was excited. "I hope I don't throw up," said Carmen. "I hope I don't forget my lines," said Junior, but no one forgot. Carmen was very pretty as the princess. Junior made a fine dragon. Dexter was very good as the handsome prince. And Fox, "You were the best tree in the whole play," said Lewis. "Just wait until next year," said Fox. Fox escapes. Ding, ding, ding. "Fox drill," cried Dexter. "Fire drill," cried Dexter. "Oh, goody," said Carmen. Oh, no, said Fox. Now single file, said Miss Moon. Fire drills are wild, said Carmen. The class got out of the building in a hurry. Dexter sat on a piece of wax paper to make himself go even faster. Whee! Said Carmen. You're next, Fox, said Miss Moon. Fox looked down. I don't care for this, he said. Go on, Fox, said Miss Moon. But Fox didn't move. Come on, Fox, said the others. It's fun, said Junior. It's wild, said Carmen. Fox is scared, said Dexter. You're not afraid, are you? Said Miss Moon. Yes, said Fox. There's nothing to be afraid of, said Miss Moon. It's easy as pie. You may go first, said Fox. Not on your life, said Miss Moon. I always take the stairs. You aren't afraid, are you? Said Fox. Said Miss Moon. Who is holding up this fire drill? Said the principal. It's Fox, said Dexter. Come down this minute, said Mr. Sweet. And you too, Miss Moon. I'll go first, said Fox. He closed his eyes. And down he went. It's easy as pie, shouted Fox. Miss Moon took a deep breath. And down she went. The class was very proud of her. Fox in charge. Carmen, Dexter, and Fox were on their way to school. I'm going to be a pilot when I grow up, said Carmen. I think I'll be a cowboy, said Dexter. What about you, Fox? Said Carmen. I'm going to be a teacher, said Fox. You're not serious, said Carmen. It's an easy job. That morning, Fox was for a little surprise. It must be away for a few minutes, said Miss Moon, and I am putting Fox in charge. Hot dogs, said Fox. Keep them under control, said Miss Moon. Don't worry about the thing, said Fox. You will mind, Fox, said Miss Moon to the class. Yes, Miss Moon, said the class. I'll be back, said Miss Moon. And she left the room. Open your readers, please, said Fox. You can't make us, said the class. I'm in charge here, said Fox. You will do as I say. That's what you think, said the class. We're going to have some fun. And in no time at all. The room was a real zoo. Junior threw spitballs. Dexter stuck gum on Betty's tail. And Carmen showed everyone her underpants. The class is out of control. Fox looked out into the hall. Here she comes, he cried. Everyone sat down fast. They sat and waited for Miss Moon. She did not come. You tricked us, said Dexter. Now we're really going to hog wild. And they did. All of a sudden, the principal stepped into the room. He was hopping mad. What is the meaning of this, said Mrs. Sweet. It's all Fox's fault, said Dexter. He's in charge. Is that so, Dexter? Said Mrs. Sweet. He couldn't keep us under control, said Dexter. I think someone should come with me to the office, said Mrs. Sweet. Uh-oh, said Fox. When Miss Moon came back, she found the class all quiet. "How nice," she said. "But where is Dexter?" "He's in the principal's office," said the class. The end.